real-life Korean. Let's get down to business with a little workplace lingo courtesy of our teacher, Sun Kyung-hwa, from the website talktomeinkorean.com. Hey, Kyung-hwa.
Hey, Kurt.
All right. What's the item on the business agenda?
Today's word is 수당.
수당.
Yes. When you get extra pay or benefits besides your regular salary, it's called 수당.
Perks.
Yes.
Bonus.
That's right. So people often say 초과 근무 수당.
Okay.
초과하다 means to exceed, and 근무 means work. So if you exceed your regular working hours, you are doing 초과 근무. And if you get paid for that, the pay is called 초과 근무 수당.
Is that a fancy way of saying overtime?
That is 초과 근무. This is a very like fancy way to say it.
Well, I'm about to say, it's like, because, you know, if you work, supposed to work 40 hours a week, right? Mm-hmm. And then you go into 45 hours. Mm-hmm. Those 5 hours would be considered overtime by most employers that I, you know, and they would pay you, say, time and a half is the expression. Mm-hmm. So is that 초과 근무 수당?
Yes.
All right.
So the work is 초과 근무, and what you, I mean, the pay is 초과 근무 수당. 초과 근무 can also be called 시간 외 근무.
Okay.
외 here means besides or in addition to. And as you can guess, 시간 here does not just mean time, but regular working hours. So 시간 외 근무 also refers to working in addition to regular working hours. And also, some people call it 연장 근무.
연장.
Yes, because 연장 means extension. So 연장 근무 means you work for extended hours.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if you do 야근, you're supposed to receive 시간 외 근무 수당 or 초과 근무 수당 or 연장 근무 수당 from your company.
I would think, you know, for a shift worker, somebody who works overnight from like 12 to 6 in the morning, would there be like, you know, a 야근 Sudang or something like that? Like
as far as no, yeah, as far as no, they get a little extra.
A little extra.
Because, yeah, okay. You work at night.
They're all sudangs.
Yes. And also, when you work on public holidays, you will receive extra pay. This also counts as 시간 외 근무 수당. But if you want its specific term, you can call it 휴일 근무 수당.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever my friend says they had to work on the weekend, I always ask them, 휴일 근무 수당 나와? Which means, do they give you extra pay? And most of them said that they would rather not work on the weekend despite the extra pay.
That's a big change from the past, especially with some of the changes in the laws and stuff like that, the way wages are being structured. A lot of people in the old days would work on the weekends, and it would be almost like a second week's salary. You know, they'd make almost as much or like another half of a week's salary because of the value of that overtime. But nowadays, they want people to chill out and relax,
you know,
and maybe start a family and just enjoy and spend. Yeah. That's all part of this plan to stimulate the economy.
Mm-hmm. And besides the extra pay you get from your work, 수당 is also used when referring to benefits from the government. So, for example, when you are unemployed, you get 실업 수당. The official name is 실업급여, but it's also called 실업수당, unemployment benefit.
Unemployment benefit.
Yes. And recently, people started to receive child benefits from the government, only for families in the bottom 90% income group with children under 6.
Kyung-hwa, you don't have to know this, but I'm wondering if possibly you do. This whole debate lately about universal basic income, have you followed it at all?
No.
The idea that you just get paid for existing because of the way automation is taking over everything.
Mm-hmm.
Robots and AI are going to do a lot of work in the future. Ergo, people should just be paid a basic universal basic income.
Oh.
And I was wondering if that would be considered a 수당 or if that would be called like a 월급 or whatever.
I think that would be 월급.
월급.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or 급여.
The income, just income, the word, the generic noun, is what word? Is that 월급?
Yeah, but 월급, like, implies
급여,
that you...
우. She's. I think our PD is looking up some of the terms here. 월급 is monthly pay.
Yes.
That's what most people get paid.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of just income in general as a term is 급여.
Yes, 급여.
All right. Just a Little Tangent by Kurt. We're out of time. Let's meet again tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.